the center of the blue, a circular coloring of blue all about the sky, bordering on the trees. Oh, it is just beautiful. The light is becoming more brilliant. It's a circular light, and directly in the center, there's a brilliant diamond-like star emerging deep from within the sky. It's coming out. It's definitely a huge star, a brilliant, gleaming white. Oh, very intense in color, the star is. Oh, now it is. It seems to be floating directly up over our heads. Now, lady is coming forward. Oh, our lady looks beautiful. And behind her, behind our lady, the sky now is becoming filled with figures of angels. Oh, they are dressed in gowns of different colors, beautiful pastel shades of blue, pink, a very pale lilac. And their gowns are trimmed in about border of gold, gold cord-like trimming all about the edges of the gowns. Now, in the front, I see very small, cherubim-like angels, youngsters. They have wreaths on their heads of roses. They are very small roses, rosettes. Now, the little ones, they're holding banners in both hands across their chest. And written on the banner is Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, in gold. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. The three little cherubims in the front are holding these banners. They're a silken-looking, scroll-like banner that covers from hand to hand on each of their chests. There are three. Now they're coming forward, and I can see the writing much more clearly. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. And then now, over to the right, there is an angel. I don't recognize him. I assume it's a him. It's very difficult to say whether it's a he or she, because I cannot see their faces, only their outlines. But I do feel it's a he, has a banner much larger than the ones held by the cherubims, and it says, In Excelsior Deo?
Blessed art thou among women.
D-I-D-E-O-E-X-C-E-L-S-I-O-R. Looks like Deo. Oh, it's beautiful. And his banner is shimmering. I find the letters very difficult to read because he's moving from right to left and back again, showing everyone the banner he holds. Now, behind our lady, there Michael is standing. He's far in the background because of his massive size. He's covering the whole sky in the background. And over on our left side is Gabriel. I know Gabriel because he's holding this very strange-looking horn. It has a very thin, long, blowing part, the horn part, but at the bottom, it runs from where he would blow into it at his lips, and it's running now to his feet and curling up. It's a very peculiar-looking horn. And over on our right side, by the first tree, directly above it, is Raphael. Now, he's standing and holding out his hand like this, and he's holding what appears to be a dove, a small white dove. The air is seems to be alive. There's no way I can explain it, with sounds of beautiful music. It sounds almost like being at a high mass in the Church of Jesus. Just beautiful. Now there's a chorus of voices. They're young voices. The purity of the sound, and I can't understand the words, but it's the most heavenly type of music. I could not explain it. in human words. A lady now is coming forward. It's quite windy, and her gown, her beautiful gown, a lady is dressed all in white, but with also the gold trimming, similar to the cherubims and the angels, all about her mantle. A lady's mantle is above her head, and it cascades over her shoulders, down to her feet. I can see Our Lady's feet just coming out from under her long gown. Our Lady has on the most beautiful golden slippers. And directly on the front, in the center, there is a small golden rose, a rosette, very tiny. Our Lady now is holding her rosary, a beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys in her right hand. And she's extending the rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My children, this is a time of great rejoicing in heaven, for we have much to be thankful for, even in our great sorrow of the times. Many have joined us in heaven to enter into the battle ahead, the battle against the forces of Antichrist. Louis Avons is among us, and many others whom in time their name shall be disclosed to you, my children. In the realms of heaven, there are many stages to reach perfection. The highest place in heaven, my children, is the beatific vision of the Eternal Father. I mention this, in fact, to you, my children, because there is a prevalence of much error now in your world teachings. The pastors, the shepherds, whom we have given control over our flocks of young souls, are leading many into error and placing these young souls on the road to eternal damnation. You must not, as shepherds, compromise my son's house. I say compromise because you are contaminating the pure waters. You are bringing in errors that can lead to almost, I say almost, a complete destruction of my son's church. Recognize, my pastors, the signs of your times. You have fallen asleep. Delusion has been set upon you because of pride and arrogance.
Thy kingdom come.
Oh,
honor
our sleeping pastors. You have fallen into error because of pride and arrogance. Repeat, my child, the message of your times given to you in the past. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fire that burns the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, Many exhortations and warnings have been given to mankind. You must go forward and refresh their memories. Many have forgotten the warnings from heaven. For they go about saying, where is the promise of his coming? And where are the warnings that you speak of and write of? Oh, my children, you are truly blind. These warnings have been given for time and an extension of time to mankind before the major catastrophe shall be sent upon you, the baptism of fire. You have received these warnings that have gone by unnoticed. Floods, hurricanes, fires, disasters, accidents that are not accidents, earthquakes in places that have never experienced such terror before. How many warnings must the Eternal Father send upon mankind before they will awaken and do penance? Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice, my children. Is this too much to ask of you in the realization of what you are going to pass through? In Rome, the eternal city of the fathers, there is much confusion, error, and heresy. Oh, mournful heresy! Whatever shall become of you? I cry bitter tears. I cry tears of a mother who watches with a pierced heart as her children are fast plunging themselves into a mass confusion and self-destruction promoted by Satan and his agents. My children, Satan, who lives in the supernatural world that you in your human nature cannot see unless the Eternal Father permits you to see for a reason. He works through persons, places, and things, my children. Any soul that has fallen out of grace, a soul that has transgressed into mortal sin, may be used by Satan for the destruction of other souls. The sin of pride shall bring destruction to many in my son's house. What manner of abominations do you, our pastors, permit in my son's house? You are re-crucifying my son. You work like rodents to destroy. You are subversive to undermine my son's house. Restore it before it is too late. Can you not strip yourselves, O pastors, of your pride? Can you not humble yourselves and admit you have worked in error? Rationalizing sin, rationalizing error to the destruction of the young souls and those entrusted to your care. Pastors, shepherds, you are scattering our sheep. The prophets who have been sent to you in the past ages of time, they gave you the building from the foundation, my son. You are allowing the walls to crumble. place of the Mass. It is not through custom that this is asked of you. Do not be deluded by Satan, my children. Women must cover their heads in respect for the sacrifice of my son. In respect for all laws of your God and not of man. For man now, my children, is setting up his own laws, his own rules. And man shall destroy himself in this manner. The foundation is solid, my children. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my son's church. Though those who follow the light must go through a crucible of suffering for the restoration of my son's church, know, my children, that the eventual victory is with my son. My children, you are not alone in your struggles. There are many armies of light now rising with Michael to guide them throughout your world. Persevere in the days ahead, my children, for you are truly children of the light. And my children, you must remain within yourselves and not give yourselves to the world. For what do you have in common with children of darkness? You must expect to have a road filled with thorns, my children. Pick up your cross and carry it. Follow my son. The road to heaven is a narrow road. Many turn and leave it and find the way back most difficult. Your years upon your earth are very short, my children. Do not sacrifice your life eternal. Do not sacrifice your entrance into the kingdom of paradise. The eternal Father and the saints, the angels, and all who have received the light and treasured this light on the road to heaven. Those who have entered the kingdom, my children, have never faltered, have gone forward step by step, gathering the graces necessary for the preservation of their souls and the souls of their children and their loved ones. In all charity, I ask you, my children, to remember your brothers and sisters throughout your world. Many shall not remain on the road to heaven because there is no one who will pray for them. The power of prayer is great, my children. All prophecy given to you, my children, is conditional to man's response. Remember this in the days ahead. In Rome, there are gathering forces of evil. We call them, my children, the Red Forces. Unless the children of light upon earth can reach into these areas of darkness, there will be a great trial set upon Rome. The forces of 666 are raging throughout your world. They have entered into the highest places of government and in my son's church. Do not be deceived by the rank and position of a man upon earth. Inquisition, do not... Oh, my goodness. Now, Our Lady is pointing. Directly over on the right side, there are two figures emerging. I'm not happy at seeing them. They seem very ominous. These two figures are carrying golden keys. But they're holding the keys out and they're crossing them. But not across the chest. They seem to be unified. It's like soldering the two keys together in a cross. Now these two, I know they're bishops. They're wearing very high mitres upon their heads. And they have about their chest a cross. But the crosses that are upon them are black. A very ominous looking cross upon their chest. Now over on the left side, their right side, our left side, there's a huge building now coming through the sky. Oh, my goodness. It's St. Peter's. But there seems to be an explosion of some kind. And the building is now dividing. Oh, my goodness. Dividing in two sections, almost like some kind of a quake had hit it. But no, it's strange. It seems more like it's been divided by blood. The blood of martyrs, my child. A lady said, the blood of martyrs. Pray, my children, for there is a great decision coming upon mankind. I cry bitter tears of remorse and anguish. It is not the wish of heaven that there be a division in my son's church. Pray, my children.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive.
The way back is very simple. O shepherd of our flock, return to your teachings. Set aside your false pride. For pride will always come before the fall. It is a simple rule and lesson given to you by your prophets, the founding fathers of my son's church, chosen by him. Bring back these rules of discipline. Do not set upon the world this heavy cross of division in my son's church.
And blessed is the
truth. Do not experiment. Cast out the heretics. Cast out the secret societies.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy.
Cast out from among you those who have given themselves to Satan. Cast out with excommunication the heretics. A lady now is moving over, and she's sitting down now. She's sitting down on what appears to be a large rock. Our lady is very upset. She's placing her hands at her face. She's crying. I notice as our lady bends down her head, the roses are falling from her crown.
Our Father, what?
And now I can see the roses have fallen from her crown, but Our Lady is wearing a very high golden metallic crown beneath the roses. It is a very unhappy, sad sight. Our Lady is looking up and pointing, and there is St. Peter's. Just torn asunder, torn with strife, division in my son's church, Our Lady says, division.
Hail Mary.
Oh, woe, woe, woe.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
Now the sky is getting very dark. It's like a great deep darkness is settling the world.
Oh, praise the Lord is with thee.
But I can see little lights, little candles that are, they seem to be floating in the sky now, going all about the sky. A lady now is over, she's still over sitting on that rock on the left side. And our lady now is holding now in her hand, she's placed out her hand, and someone I can't see, in the darkness, has given her this very large candle. Our lady is holding the candle. Now, ladies, looking over, my child, give the message quickly throughout your world. Shout it from the rooftops. I have given you, the Eternal Father has graced you with a sight of what can be, my child. Send the message out with great haste that you and all who are living do not become a part of the scene you have viewed, my child.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the
hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Sit back, my child, now. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your country and the world. Pray for your vicar. Pray for your bishops. The red hats have fallen, and the purple hats are being misled. Do not be guided by a clenched fist. Recognize that evil, Satan, has entered upon my son's church. Send him out with a constant vigilance of prayer. Restore my son's church. The walls are crumbling. Restore it with the truth.
Son and the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, a world without end. Amen. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fire in hell.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death, amen.
My child.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Do not be concerned of the opinion of man.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Do not involve yourself with worldly seekings. I assure you, my child, you have all you can handle, do the work that heaven has given to you. Your mission is gathering seed. Work with perseverance, my child.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
I would advise you to seek more time for quiet meditation, my child. Do not be concerned in the short lulls that come into your life, my child. I assure you, it will all appear before your very eyes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, that thou art dead, amen.
I cannot give you permission, my child, to approach your vicar at this time, but be patient.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, a world.
Now read the photographs, my child, and the rest must remain in secret.
We are so sad.
A beige-colored gown with a cord-like rope, tan color about his waist, and he has on sandals. His feet are bare, but has on, it looks like skin-like brown leather sandals with two straps across in the toes, and I don't know how they're held on. I can only see the straps that go to his toes. Now Jesus is removing the cape. It's like a cape that covered his head. It seems to be all one piece, like a parka almost, a covering. And now Jesus has placed it down. His hair is very long. He's smiling. Jesus is smiling now, and he's starting to talk. I can see his lips moving, and how close I am to his beard. Jesus has a short beard. It's very well trimmed, and he's smiling, and I can see that there is a small growth on his upper lip. Oh, my. Jesus is now touching his lips with his first finger. That means to listen. My child and my children, this should be a time of great rejoicing and celebration for the angels. The Eternal Father has given to you friends, my children, guardians for your lifetime upon earth. Do not cast them aside. Do not accept mankind's attitude that has been promoted by Satan. Mankind has sought to reject these protectors, to send them out from among you. Remember, my children, the words given to you through my mother, direct from the Eternal Father and the kingdom of your God. You have been given sacramentals, and you have been given living guardians to be with you through the whole time of your existence, your life upon earth. They can be your protectors if you will allow them. Do not trade them in for the adversary, Satan. My children, there have been voice boxes chosen from among you to send throughout your world the message from heaven. I assure you, my children, this message that has been given to you must be acted upon, for it will all come to pass in reality. All warnings from heaven were conditional and are conditional to man's response. Your God is a loving God. The Eternal Father does not seek to bring destruction upon mankind. You cannot understand in your human nature the ways of the Eternal Father, my children. But trust in him. Believe, and you will be given the way. The foundation is solid, my children. I am the way. I am among you. The light will not be extinguished among you. Regardless of the efforts by man of sin to extinguish this light. The truth in faith and tradition has been given to mankind. Change shall bring nothing but error, confusion, and the destruction of souls. If you, my pastors, continue upon your present course, you will bring the bark of Peter through rough seas. You are now setting it afloat. And in your plan, known to heaven, you prefer to send the captain away and allow the bark of Peter to flounder. However, yea, I say unto you, O ye of little faith, I know I remain within you, regardless of your rejection of me. When I chose you from among men to represent me upon earth, you were a special one. And regardless of your rejection of the light, I shall use you, my pastors, for no evil shall ever be triumphant. Awaken from your slumber, my pastors. You are misleading my sheep. The truth lies hidden deep in your hearts. Open your hearts to the light. Do not reject this light and bring darkness upon your world. Darkness of spirit. All manners of abominations are being committed in my house under the guise of false humanism and modernism. Were you not warned in the past about the errors that can be set loose by these methods? You reject them because of science. You rationalize sin until sin has become a way of life upon your earth. And what does it gain you as you run about, going to and fro, gathering your coins, filling your coffers, building great palaces, and for what? To be destroyed because of sin? Lacking a true purpose? And what form of religion and worship are you building? A utopia of man? No, I say unto you, you are fast plunging to your own destruction. You will not change my church to suit the basic foul carnal nature of mankind, but you will change mankind in the manner that I directed you through the ages and bring mankind to me by the light. My pastors, you shall not give as your excuse for your false teachings a rule of obedience. And who are you being obedient to but Satan? Shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I say unto you, I shall spit you out as vipers into the flames. You pastors of among yourselves? Man is now building his own cross? Shall you set up man to be worshipped in the body? And what has become of the soul? The Eternal Father will chastise those he loves. Are you in your arrogance and pride wishing this upon mankind? Are you willing this upon mankind? Oh, my children, take the blindness from your hearts and look upon the destruction you have wrought within my church, within the hearts of those who trusted you to guide them. You have taken this trust given to you by heaven. And what have you done? You have cast it aside. And you too, my pastors, shall meet the fate of the fallen angels. Many martyrs shall fall into hell. Man shall not be deluded. Man shall not believe that my suffering upon the cross shall guarantee an entrance into the kingdom, regardless of the state of that soul. Oh no! Man must make his way to the kingdom by merit. I give you fair warning, the few warnings that are left to you, to turn back now and restore my church. Do not look back and wonder at the reaction of mankind, for no man shall save you when you come over the veil to be judged. Oh, pastors, shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? All who cry, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom. For I look into your hearts and I find you wanting. My children, you must pray for your pastors. You must pray for your leaders of government. Much worldly power has been given to them, and many are using this power for the destruction of souls. Pray constant vigilance of prayer. Go forward as disciples of your God. Many shall receive sainthood in these days, my children. Persevere in the days ahead, my children. Do not slacken in your quest for souls. My mother shall always be with you in the battle ahead. She has been sent to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Do not reject her message as you have done in the past. Can you not learn from your past and your history? Must you continue to make the same errors? Now you bargaining with the final count, my children. And day will fall into darkness. That day will come when you will cry out for mercy, and it will be too late. The ball of redemption shall take from your earth three quarters of mankind. Your country, America the Beautiful, has not witnessed a massive scale of destruction and death. Is this what you call down upon yourselves? You, my children, hold the balance. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and in the countries throughout your world. Pray that Satan does not poison the minds of those in power in such a manner as to bring a faster destruction upon mankind. The forces of evil are gathering. 666 now controls all the world. And sad to say, my children, 666 has entered upon Rome. And the fight for power has begun. Pray for your vicar. Pray for all men of sin. And above all, my children, pray for your children. For many parents shall shed tears of great remorse. Too late. Jesus is placing his hand now in front of him like this, with his three fingers extending. He's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, it's very windy, and Jesus is going over across the left side of the sky. Our Lady now is coming forward. She was, I didn't see in which direction she came, but Our Lady now is coming right up behind Jesus, and Michael is following, and Gabriel and Raphael and all of the cherubims, the small, beautiful angels, and the sky's becoming very bright now. The terrible fear that gripped my heart, it's the beauty of all the angels seems to just fill you with courage and hope and the wonder of knowing what lies beyond the veil. Jesus is smiling now, and he's placing his hand out like this with the three fingers extended. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you and sends among you the Spirit of Light. Now, Jesus and Our Lady. Our Lady now is just in front of Jesus to his right. And they're going across the sky now. They're just in. Michael is high up over Jesus' head. It covers the whole sky. It's a tremendous size. Oh, beautiful, though. He looks absolutely beautiful. Now, Jesus is just above the first tree. And he's bending down now, and he's extending his hand out like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is placing her rosary now in front of her with the crucifix, the large golden crucifix, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. I believe.
Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in need of your mercy. Beautiful music. It's like a chorus. I've never heard it before.